Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
I'm always impressed of the Lord with His perfect timing, and I believe that we're here in the timing of God. Timing is everything. Just turn to Genesis chapter 1. I used to wonder, maybe I was in the field of wonderment, if the church had something to do with the timing of the Lord, with His return. Was He dependent upon our becoming, coming to a certain state of gloriousness? Did we have to all be good at one time and love each other for 5 minutes for Him to come back? What exactly had to happen for the Lord to come? And as I've studied the Hebrew language in the land, I have come to the decision that He's not waiting at all upon any actions in our part, but He is waiting for a moed. There's a very, very, very important word in the Hebrew language, and that word is moed. It means appointed time, fixed time. You don't change it. And all throughout the Old Testament, God works by moedim, fixed times. The feasts, the three feasts of the year, are called moedim. They're at certain times. You can't change the time. You don't just get to pick any time you want to go up to Jerusalem. You have to come three times a year on the exact moed. And we first find this Bible, this word in the Bible in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God's the one who made everything, you know. He made it all. He made it. I'm impressed by so many prayers which begin, God who made heaven and earth and sea and sky and all that in them is. And God who made it all is working with it all now it seems like a breakneck speed. If you watch these things, it's just, we're hurtling now toward a moed. And here in verse 14, Genesis 1:14, is the word the first time. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. The word translated in the King James season is the word moedim. Let them be for fixed appointments, fixed times. If a Jew says today in the land of Israel, where Hebrew is their everyday tongue, according to Scripture and according to prophecy, it says that they will speak that language again in the land, and they're speaking it every day. And if they have an appointment with a doctor, they say they have a moed. They have an appointment. So this word tells us that God has appointments. They're fixed. Even the heavens declare the glory of God and the moedim, the appointed times of God. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that I think my life is an appointed time. I believe that for such a time as this, I've come to the kingdom. For such a time as this, you have come to the kingdom. Turn to Acts chapter 17, I think it is. You're not an accident. You're not a leaf in the wind. I think this is Acts 17. I didn't plan to start here today. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Acts chapter 17, verse 22. I was in Louisiana once, and I was in Alabama. And I don't know if any of you know Frances Tutt, a dear lady. She comes to lots of the meetings. We have so many friends all over the world, and they come to the meetings, and it seems like they live next door. You see them so often. And that's the way it is. I come here, I see my friends, you know, that I've known a long time. And I'm home almost every place I go because of these friends who are there. Well, Frances Tutt is one of you. She's one of those friends. And I was staying in her home getting ready to preach the next morning, and she had a Bible just lying on the bedside table for me. It was a New King James Version. And I just opened it, just to read something before I went to bed. Didn't plan on what to read, just opened it. And it was this scripture. And it is a time that Paul is in Athens. Verse 16, now while Paul waited for them at Athens, so he's in Greece, he's in, at this time, the whole world had been what they call Hellenized. The Greeks had made such an impression on the whole world that even sometimes, rather than saying the Jews and the Gentiles, they said the Jews and the Greeks, because the whole world had gone after that, those thinking of the Greeks. And really the Roman Empire that came so great and so big was first of all affected by the Greek Empire. And the Greek Empire, I don't know if we'll get to it before the week's over, but it has a lot to do with the timing of the last days and with the coming forth of the Antichrist. The Bible even describes him as coming out of the Greek philosophy. See, we can have faith in this verse. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. If we wanted to read about Israel and about him saying this to them, we could read it in Deuteronomy 32. For he said it to all of his peoples. He said it to the nation of Israel, and he said it to you, and he said it to me. Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing. You can have faith in this verse. You can be confident in this verse. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it or complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. If God started something in you, He is performing it, He is completing it until the day of Jesus Christ. And sometimes you might be up and sometimes you might be down, but when you're down, God knows how to get you back up again. If you'll yield to Him, and we've all been there, we've all missed it. God is God and not we ourselves. But thank God if you yield to Him. He's working in you to make you grow. And I don't know about you, but I've been noticing some working going on in me. You know, I don't claim to be anywhere near completion. But I believe that in the earth today, even though some things have seemed hard, some preachers, it seems like almost like they fail, but I have a feeling those preachers are more ready to meet God today than they were before. God's interested in their souls. And many hidden things come forth. And hard things that God will have to deal with. But there's a working in you. There's a growing in you. There's a growing in me. And I thank God He's doing it. It's an unseen thing. This morning we got Cody up. We put his slacks on him to bring him to church. And he said, "Oh, my stomach is pinching me, these britches." And we looked down there and he'd grown out of them. We didn't even notice the day that it happened. I mean, how long has it been since he wore those? A week ago, he could wear them. But some unknown law, some law of God, makes little children grow. And it happened right there this morning, and it caused Shelly to be late because she had to go and get him something else to put on. And I don't know, and it hurt his tummy there, that growing. I mean, sometimes they're growing pains. The britches are too tight and too short. And some of us have been going through some pains and some growing pains in our lives. But it's just because we belong to Him. And the God who made everything is working in us. He's working here in this place. He's changing you. Isn't this a change? Isn't this a big change? I mean, I first heard the prophets start talking about change about 1988. I was with Brother Hagin up in Wisconsin. And while we were up there, he was very much apart from people. And he just had such a good time. And he was visited there by three angels. And the three angels spoke to him there. And he heard the first two speak, and they said, "Change, change, change. Change in the political realm. Change in the financial realm." And then the third angel appeared to him, which was bigger than the other two, and it was speaking, but he could not hear a thing it said. However, he was told that the angel would appear again. At camp meeting that year in July, it was June that we were in Wisconsin, we were in July at camp meeting, and at camp meeting, here came those angels. And Brother Hagin saw them. He saw the first one come and speak the same thing. Change in the political realm. Have we seen change in the political realm? Change in the financial realm. Probably things will change this week. Seven heads of state in Houston. Close to a praying bunch. And the third angel appeared there at camp meeting. A gigantic, bigger than the other two. And that angel said, and Brother Hagin told us what the angel said. He was so glad when he saw the angel he could get what it was saying again because it had been a month since he first saw it and he didn't hear it. And the angel said, "Change, change, change. The biggest change of all will be in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah! There's going to be a change inside of you bigger than the Berlin Wall falling. And anything about you that needs to be changed, it might be a painful change, dear brother. Your tummy might hurt, but God will change you. If He started something in you, I believe from this word, He will change you. You might be out in the midst of sin. And we all know that Christians have done it. I'm sorry to say that we've done it. But God will change you. Let go and let Him do it. We used to sing a song, "Let go and let God have His wonderful way." So you can cooperate with that change. No more time for you to drag your feet. No more time for you to push it off. Just give up and go with the flow. Hallelujah. Float with the stream. It's going to be the only way to go in this hour. You have no pleasure in any other place. Me, I'm a pleasure lover. I love the pleasure of the Holy Ghost. I don't like to be in trouble with God. I've been in trouble with Him. I don't like it. It's fearful to be corrected by Him. I'm glad He corrected me and loved me, but I'd rather just please Him. Wouldn't you? Bless the Lord. It's better for children to please their mother than to have to go through spankings. We had to stop the car the other day, and these two children had to go through the agony of a spanking. Then they got back in the car. And they were better children from that time on. But it would have been so much easier if they'd just been good from the beginning. So I don't like spankings, do you? It proves love, and God will sure do it to you. I know by experience. But I'm going to try to just be good from here on out. Woo! Hallelujah! Acts chapter 17. God said to me, Acts chapter 17, verse 24, God said, the Lord said to me, "I want you to see how Paul declared me to those who knew nothing, idol worshipers, governmental leaders of the whole world." Paul said, verse 24, "He's the God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, and He dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is He worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything, seeing He gives to all life and breath and all things, and He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and He hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation."
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.